欢迎收听 Out China 电台，我是 Ashley。 这是一档关于中国酷儿在全球流动性生活方式的播客节目。在这个瞬息万变的世界里，我想带你一起探索 in between 的身份认同，看看大家是如何创造一种跨国性的自洽的小世界。这一集呢，又是有点特别，它接着上一期我和 Stella 的聊天。那没有听过的朋友呢，强烈建议先去听一下上一期的节目。上一集播出之后呢，我们在上海朋友的酒吧里搞了一个线下的分享会，两个小时的时间进行了很多关于身体、金钱和欲望的讨论。那因为 Stella 还在上海，所以我们就继续我们的吹水聊天，聊着聊着呢，就把我们的对话给录了下来。那这一集呢，是在下着大雨的武康路上某一个咖啡店录制的，所以呢，背景里的雨声有点嘈杂。本来呢，我们是很正经的在聊什么升学啦、职业选择、人生规划等等，但最后还是不由自主回归了我们最喜欢的关于情爱的讨论。我们呢，作为两个30+的酷儿女性，也是经历了不少的风花雪月。对我来说呢，在过去10年的时间里，我处于一个 serial monogamous 的状态，就是连续的专偶制的一对一的亲密关系，所以呢，就是女朋友一个接一个，一个接一个，非常少的单身时间。而 Stella 呢，她是一个 serial single person， 就是一个连续的单身状态。而目前呢，我们处在了迥然不同的情感状态里。我呢，因为单身，不知道如何面对庞大的孤独感和虚无感，而她呢，却在探索如何好好经营一段长期的亲密关系。于是呢，就有我们今天的聊天，而且我们 somehow 决定用英文录制，所以它是一个全英文的节目。但是呢，因为我们也拍了视频，所以我加上了双语的字幕，视频的链接在 show notes 里面，墙内墙外的朋友都可以观看。 OK, let's get started. I'm a serial monogamous person and you are
a serial single person. Hi.
Hi.
But the funny thing is both of us are not in our serial
situation.
Yes.
I'm right now very single. I've been single for 1 year, which is like the record in my life. And you?
I have been in a relationship for more than a year now.
Which is super rare!
And it's already hit my record.
Yeah.
So I think both of us are not in our comfort zone.
Not at all. And let's talk about that.
Let's talk about how you feel right now.
I feel very lonely. But also, I feel like I'm at my prime.I'm definitely peaking.
Peaking in what? Like I'm your sexiness.
not my sexiness, but just me as a person. Oh. I really love myself right now.
Yeah.
I don't have any anxiety about how I look, like my body shape, my body size, whatever. You know, I'm not really comparing myself with other people. I know there are like better looking people, more talented people, like richer people, but their lives have nothing to do with mine. I'm just like...on my own journey, on my own track.
You really love your life right now.
Yeah, I really love myself, but nobody loves me.
Oh, that's not true. That's so not true. Okay, I feel like being single, I felt more loved. Oh my God, I shouldn't, please delete that. My relationship is at stake.
Let's do it again.
I felt like when I'm single, I'm free to collect more love from the world. You look like that.
You're free to collect more love?
Yeah, when like, I want to.
I feel like unless you have a deep connection with somebody, those love is not as deep.
Yes, but I'm still enjoying the sex.
I think maybe because I have such a high bar for love. Right. I put love on a pedestal. I feel like a lot of those casual relationships or casual sex...It's nothing but fun.
But that's not no one loves you. Because like from what I can see, like we only hang out for more than a week in Shanghai. I'm pretty sure there are people who loves you.
They're my friends.
You not only have friends who loves you, you have fans who loves you. I'm not saying that you go collect those loves, but I'm saying your statement of no one loves you are false.
You're right. Next. There is enough love out there.I'm totally on board with that. There is a lot of love out there, like from friends, from fans, from your family members, from your acquaintances. There is definitely a lot of love. But I just feel like for me, because I'm so used to being in those serial monogamous relationships that I have this tendency of prioritizing my romantic relationship. And my ex-girlfriends were all my best friends. So I think that's problematic, very problematic.
This is another huge difference between us.I'm not friends with any of my ex-girlfriends. why would you still keep them in your life? Because they're good people.
What I'm trying to say is I put so much expectations and so much weight on one single person. You know, like my partner was my best friend. So 重色轻友 was me. Yeah, it's a huge problem. And I'm trying to work on it in this like 1 year single period. And I'm still working on it. And I think I'm getting better at it, but still it's not in my comfort zone at all, because for the past decade, I was always hanging out with my ex-girlfriends most of the time. So
I find a lot of things to entertain myself when I feel lonely. Then I realize I love being free. I love the feeling of freedom more than that I hate being lonely.
Okay.
I think sometimes I do miss being single. Not in a way that I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. It's like a state of freedom. Feeling wild and free, and I don't need to be responsible for nothing.
100%. Like, it's exactly because I'm single that I can move around like so fast, so quick. Like last year I was in New York, then I was in Shanghai, then I moved to Austria, then I moved back again. If I were with another person, I could have never done that so easily and so fast.
Yeah, and you just follow your intuition.
Yeah, I was just following my intuition, just moving around places. But also the sense of loneliness was really, really, really eating me up.
Let's unpack that.
Therapy session.
During what time do you feel the most lonely?
Sitting by myself in my apartment. So I think like the silence is too loud. I can hear my solitude.
I feel like when I'm by myself, I found a lot of things to entertain myself. During like pandemic, when I'm truly by myself a lot of times, I was obsessed with spirituality. Like I think I got really into the Taoism of how 做法, like doing rituals by myself, and I thought I could use music therapy, and I play piano when I was 4 and I stopped it when I was, I think, 13. And during pandemic, I thought, okay, I could play again. And I feel like it was a huge achievement that I was reconnecting with music.
Right.
And I really thought music saved me. I'm not saying that I love to do everything by myself, that's not true. But when I'm alone, I don't feel sad that I'm alone. I felt lucky that I'm alone. Because I know there will be a lot of times where I'm not gonna be by myself. So why am I not enjoying the time when I do have myself as my company? Because if you think about your life, you spend a lot of time with everyone.
Right.
How much time do we really have towards ourselves?
Mm.
But sometimes because we don't want to face the truth of ourselves.
No.
We don't want to, because when you're alone, there's a lot of voices. Like
so many voices.
Like you can hear your pain, you can hear your sorrow, you can hear your anger. Like it's hard to run away. But if when you're with friends, you direct your attention away from yourself.
Yeah, totally, totally, yeah.
But I think when you're by yourself, if there's anyone who is interested how to enjoy your alone time, I feel like it's always good to start journaling.
Yeah, journaling. Mm-hmm.
And really get into the depths of your heart. Like you just go ask yourself, check in with yourself, like how you would check in with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel right now? Because sometimes, you know, you think about shit that happens 10 years ago. Out of nowhere, you just fucking think about them.
Yeah.
And sometimes it might be things that happened yesterday and you can't get over it. Like there's always millions of thoughts that are happening in our head.
There's so much noise.
And I got into meditation during pandemic. Like I was practicing a lot of Ba Duan Jing, like Tai Chi.
Ooh, okay.
When I actually right now I'm in a relationship, I think the biggest difference is that I'm lucky enough to also be dating my best friend. So we do a lot of this ritual, like spiritual things together.
Yeah.
I enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, I feel like when you are in a relationship, you are sharing a part of, not just a part of you, you're sharing your life with another human being. And in order for you guys to be compatible, which doesn't happen all the time, you really have to concede a little bit. You have to meet that person some kind of midway. Not necessarily midway, because love is never going to be balanced. To be in love is part of losing the balance, you know? But I feel like because I'm such an accommodating person that I'm so used of reshaping myself to cater to the needs of the other person, that when I'm all alone by myself, when I can be shapeless or when I can be in all kinds of form, I'm a little bit uneasy.
I get that, because from the sound of it, you didn't really ask deep enough about your own desires.
Yeah, I'm definitely very, very at the very beginning of my spiritual journey. Like, so beginner.
Yeah, because when you were saying about, like, accommodating other people's needs,
mm-hmm.
and I thought to myself that, yeah, when I'm in a relationship, it's not only about my own desires.
Mm-hmm.
It's about both of our desires. And sometimes I need to kind of mute a little bit of my own desires, because it can't only be me, because won't be a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And sometimes I will feel that why I'm putting someone else's desire in front of my own desire, and that pissed me off.
That's why I feel like it's so hard for independent and strong-minded women to find partners, because you don't really have to fulfill needs by being with another person.
No.
You're very self-sustained.
I am,
you know. And also, like, the older you get, the mature you become, the more independent you become. You really are just your own fucking strong ecosystem, that you really don't need another person to be part of the team, because...
Yeah, I'm so used to that.
Yeah, you're so good on your own terms.
I know, because I feel like I have a good thing going on. I don't need you to offer a good thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Myself. I mean, even in the beginning when I was debating whether I should be in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
I have to tell myself that I think it's time to try a different journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I know that I'm gonna be good on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the journey together will be as fun.
Right.
If not more fun.
Yeah. You know, like, looking back on my past relationships, I feel like each one of them was fulfilling some kind of needs of me at that time, you know? I saw some of them as, like, a life coach, because one of them were, like, more mature than me, like, career-wise more successful and more had her shit together. So she was offering me so much career advice. She was, like, supporting me mentally. She was my support system.
Okay.
And some of them I had a lot of fun with. And there were some rebounds, of course. Yeah, and right now, like, for the past over 1 year, like, I'm becoming such a stronger being that I'm fulfilling all kinds of needs, either from within myself or from friends or from all these experiences. Then I don't need another person, but I still feel lonely, because I'm so not used to being lonely.
Okay, but still
single.
like right now, you would want to be in a relationship right now.
I would love to be in a relationship.
Oh my god.
You just rolled your eyes.
Because literally you talk for 5 minutes
so
about,
like,
how
I'm
good
so
I am.
Good on my own terms, but still I would love to have a relationship. Yeah, because I think it's really, the pattern switch is very, very challenging. Like, to switch your pattern.
Mm.
I really want to be on team single. I'm learning to entertain myself. I really am. Can't you tell?
I can tell you're trying.
I'm trying, but not hard enough. I think another problem, I was just thinking about it, like, I'm not truly embracing the identity of a single woman. I always feel like, oh, there's the potential. There are the possibilities. Like, if I want, I can just switch to team coupled. But now I was, like, not really putting it on as a badge, like, I'm single and I'm proud. You know, I'm single and I'm sexy.
My phone is, like, done with your bullshit.
Fuck you.
I know that right now I choose a very good relationship and it's really suitable for me,
mm-hmm.
in a lot of sense. But there are times where I question, obviously, that is the relationship suitable for me? Can I be happy in a relationship?
Fair.
Well, sometimes it's unfair to the other person because...
Yeah.
Because it's not even about whether they're a good match or not. It's like, you can be good at anything, but you won't be as good as me, because I'm the person who's gonna be the best to myself always.
Mm,
like,
mm-hmm.
I will give myself as much love as I can, but will you? Like, how good are you gonna be with your love to compare with my self-love?
Right.
It's a lot to ask from the other person.
Yeah, I feel like It's such a hard question, and especially for queer people, because we don't have any reference points, we don't have any paradigm, and we don't follow paradigms. We're already on the fringes, we're not in a heteronormative kind of society, so we don't even know where to look at, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like, of course we can be on our own terms, we can create mm-hmm. We can chart our own path, but mm-hmm. still, it's great to see like other success stories, whatever that means, you know, like see other successful, like happy couples, queer couples living their way till death do them apart, you know?
Where are these people?
I don't know. I'm suddenly having this question, like, does everybody want love as much as we do? Like, because we are talking about love, like relationships all the time, but maybe a lot of people, they care about their careers, they care about like making money, they care about creating art, all very legit pursuits, like all very great pursuits, but I just feel like is it because we're people we're like so feelings based?
I can't speak for all human beings, but I think most people want love. The ones that who say they don't want love, they're probably not being honest with themselves. I think we
everybody wants to
I
be loved.
Think we do want to love and be loved.
Mm-hmm.
And even for myself, it took me a while to admit that I do want to try like a loving relationship, even though I'm so good on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I think the feeling of when someone you love look back at you with like a loving gaze, it feels good.
It's really powerful, yeah.
It totally. Feels good to be loved.
Yeah, anyone who has been true love knows how great it is.
I know.
Yeah.
But there are real problems when you are in love, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like love can solve all your issues in life.
No. It's about like your intention, what you're looking for, because I got a theory from Esther Perel, like the American mm-hmm. therapist who I really love. She's like, are you looking for a life story or are you looking for a love story? Because
so what are you looking for?
So like, I don't know, like, because like love story is about, it's more like dramatic, it's filled with passion, a lot of desires, a lot of drama, so it's very cinematic, it's movie stories, but also it's more chaotic, messier. I think that's my early 20s, you know, when I got into my first relationships, mm-hmm. I didn't know who I was, mm-hmm. and I didn't know how to be with another person. I was more selfish. I didn't know what I want
mm-hmm.
for myself and for a relationship and for the other person. So I was definitely in a lot of love stories in a very intuitive and definitely messy way. But like for a love story, I feel like I'm at a point where I feel like I can settle. But I'm
you want a life story now,
because a lot of couples who've been together for like over 5 years, like those long-term couples, they're doing their life projects together, you know, they're partners, they're teammates, they share similar values and they share similar goals, and when you're nurturing a project together, you will make the efforts to make this thing work. So
we have such different opinions about love.
Really? I don't know. I really love the theory, like life story versus love story.
No, I love that theory, but
yeah.
I'm saying I want a love story.
You want a love story, not a life story?
No.
Yeah.
I'm my own life story.
But do you... I also want a love story, and I have been in nothing but love stories.
Mm.
But I think it's the first time in my life I feel like, okay, maybe I can try the life story with somebody. And I think that's exactly why I am so single, because I'm having so much expectations for just one person. That person needs to meet all the criteria. Like, for example, my ex-partner, like, they were great. But I just feel like there's something missing that didn't qualify them as a life partner. So I was like, okay, I think... You know, you're still young, you're still in grad school, you're still exploring, and I'm ready to settle down. Something like that, something along that line. So that's why our relationship didn't really work out.
I think with that I can agree.
Okay.
Like, I think that's why this is my longest relationship.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anyone I was dating was good enough for me.
Yeah.
For long term.
Mm-hmm.
But the slight difference between me and you is I see myself as my... like life story, my love partner.
You are your lifelong lover.
I obviously am.
Yeah.
And if there is a lover who can actually accompany me for a long journey, I welcome that person.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't count on them to be my love partner. I see like a loving relationship, like a life story as two birds flying to the same destiny. And if you two have a different destiny in the middle of the journey, you two can part ways. But some people, I think, they see their love relationship as like one is a tree and the other is the vine. And that's how they intertwine and coexist. But I don't want to be either the tree or that vine. Like, I don't want to be a bird. Yeah, I want to be a bird.
Right, right.
And I think I want the other person to also be a bird. Because I did have so many good moments by myself that I would not exchange. No, I would not.
Yeah.
My own adventures. It was so, like, okay, maybe here's another thing that maybe you can try is if you really connect with the earth, with the trees, the ground, the ocean, the cloud, the sky, the stars, like if you really root yourself in it. And
I should crawl on the ground.
No, like
I should hug a tree.
You should definitely
hug a tree.
And you will realize you're so not alone. You are not alone. You are here with so many beings around you.
Right.
And I know that sounds it sounds very spacey. But
yeah.
I truly felt that. Like sometimes when I'm in awe with like nature, I don't feel lonely. I just felt that I'm lucky to be here and see this and witness the beauty of this planet. And I just forget that I am just a single lonely person standing here by myself. I believe that we're brought to Earth on our own journey. So why not enjoying this journey when you're alone? Because you're going to have companies. You're going to have time when you're definitely not alone.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're by yourself, take in everything that the universe has to offer. Because sometimes when we feel lonely, I think it's because we are focusing way too much on our negative thoughts.
Right.
But if you take a step back,
yeah,
you can see so much more that's happening.
For sure.
Around you.
Yeah.
Like what you just said, that you are looking for a relationship, you still want to be coupled.
Mm-hmm.
I think there may be always going to be a part of me that want to be single.
Yeah.
And I can shake that.
Right.
But now I learn how to coexist with it.
Jeez, we have so much to learn from each other.
I know. I can learn from how you feel so comfortable and so willing to give in a relationship.
I think it's like an intuition.
Oh, damn.
And I think it comes from my parents because I was brought up in such a loving family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so used to the idea of giving love and receiving love. The flow of love is such a natural thing to me. I can just love people so easily. I just give them everything I have. And luckily, I was not really taken advantage of or really hurt in a bad way. So I just feel like, yeah, just take love as default.
What's your suggestion to people like me who feel uncomfortable in a relationship? Whose default is being single?
Let go a bit of your ego.
Oh, gee.
You know, like, I was thinking about it because I didn't understand why a lot of people who have those objectively great qualities, like, they're good looking, they're super talented, they're, like, alpha males or females or people by the societal standards, and they love to settle for people who are kind of normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like their partners are usually not the like the shiniest people, and they settle for these people because their partners can give them the security and the love, unadulterated love, and the sense of belonging and the sense of support. These partners, I don't think they have a lot of ego issues. They love to be in the shadow to support their partners 100%. That's why these people love them and want to be with them.
Damn.
You know, they just need a harbor. They need a tree. Like, birds need to rest somewhere. So they find trees instead of finding birds because they don't need to fly with somebody else. They just soar as high as they can, but they need to rest somewhere and they find partners that are trees.
Oh, shit.
It's not like trees are not sexy.
No.
Trees
are great. I just don't want trees.
Yeah, and then if the sky is the limit, then good luck finding another bird who wants to share the same path with you.
I know. And it's okay to fly solo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay to fly solo. I don't know. I don't know if I'm okay with it because this is such a new experience for me. Mm. But I'm like, I'm learning to fly by myself, not in a flock, mm-hmm. not with another person, not with another bird.
I think if I have any suggestion for those who are not feeling comfortable being single, try to feel how sexy it is to be single. Because you are literally free to be the biggest slut ever. Like, no one's ever gonna do.
Yeah.
Like, you can do anything.
But the problem is, we serial monogamous people are so used to having validation and the sense of sexiness from another person's gaze. From externally.
You can still have that being single.
By just sleeping around.
By taking attention and receiving love from...
Right.
You don't need to receive love from one single person. You can just admit that you're the hottest shit in this place and everyone's looking at you.
I'm the hottest shit.
Like, you don't need to be like, oh, you're not deserving of my love. That's why I'm not receiving your love.
Mm.
You can still receive and not give back. Why do you feel guilty to just receive?
Shit, that's deep. I definitely feel guilty of not giving back. Like, I can't just take. Is it like the curse of Chinese women, like Asian women?
I'm Chinese.
But I think this is like a good student syndrome, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
good
you
girl
have
syndrome.
Good girl syndrome. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Like good shed
girl,
that.
Good
I think.
Girl syndrome, 100%. I was like, I'm worthy, but I need to work for my worthiness.
Yeah,
but I'm not sexy just like by giving.
But you can admit that you are. If someone wants to give you something, they're giving it on their free will. You're not forcing anyone to give you compliments or to love you.
I know.
You can take it and for granted sometimes. You don't need to be like, oh my god, if this person show me so much love and I'm receiving so much love from them, what do I need to give back? You don't need to give back anything. You just need to show them that you are the most brilliant existence on this planet, and it's lucky for you to see me as where I am. I'm great just by my existence. And I think when you're truly appreciating yourself,
mm-hmm.
in that sense, you can enjoy being single way more than how you were describing singleness.
Right. Yeah, sexiness doesn't really come from sex. Well,
no, I don't. I mean, it does sometimes.
It does sometimes.
But sometimes it doesn't need to really connect with sex. Like,
no.
You can feel
mm-hmm.
sexy when you're super smart about something.
Totally, yeah.
Like, I even feel sexy sometimes when I'm mad at someone. Like, I think it's hot when I'm angry.
Yeah.
Like, I think it can come from anything that you define.
Yeah.
谢谢你收听到这里，那如果你喜欢 All China 电台，欢迎给我们打赏支持，也可以私信我留言，分享你的故事、建议和想法。我的 social media 是橘子酱 Ashley， 橘是简体的橘。那如果你想看到更多 All China 的纪录片、视频和故事，可以去我们的网站 www.chinalgbt.org。 那今天就到这里，我们下期节目再见， Take care, bye。